Vultures by Chinua Achebe. In the greyness and drizzle of one despondent dawn, unstirred by harbingers of sunbreak, a vulture, perching high on broken bone of a dead tree, nestled close to his mate, his smooth, bashed-in head, a pebble on a stem rooted in a dump of gross feathers, inclined affectionately to hers. Yesterday they picked the eyes of a swollen corpse in a waterlogged trench and ate the things in its bowel. Full-gorged, they chose their roost, keeping the hollowed remnant in easy range of cold telescopic eyes. Strange indeed how love in other ways so particular will pick a corner in that charnel house, tidy it, and coil up there, perhaps even fall asleep, her face turned to the wall. Thus the commandant at Belsen camp, going home for the day with fumes of human roast clinging rebelliously to his hairy nostrils, will stop at the wayside sweet shop and pick up a chocolate for his tender offspring, waiting at home for daddy's return. Praise bounteous providence, if you will, that grants even an ogre a tiny glowworm tenderness encapsulated in icy caverns of a cruel heart. Or else despair. For in that very germ of that kindred love is lodged the perpetuity of evil.